Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 2, Episode 19 of Gotham, Azrael, written by Jim Barnes and Ked Woodruff, and directed by Larissa Kondracki. I'll admit, as this episode of Gotham began, I was not on board with the sudden resurrection of Theo Gallivan. I think killing him off in the first place was a huge mistake, and he was a more interesting character than Hugo Strange, who, despite a solid and unrecognizable performance from B.D. Wong, has been incredibly dull and one note. Bringing Gallivan back in this way, making him some mindless slave to Strange and a completely different person than he was in the beginning of the season, seemed a disservice to the character. And by episode's end, it still is. But I greatly underestimated how much fun it was going to be to watch Gallivan as some ridiculous demon man with a sword and cape acting more like Batman than anyone in the show has ever come close to. Gotham goes goofy this week, and it mostly surprisingly works. Too often does the show forget to have a sense of humor about itself, which is insane because this is one of the most ridiculous shows on television. Why not have fun with that once in a while? Everything not having to do with Gallivan slash Azrael kind of fell flat for me, which isn't a surprise since a lot of the things in the show fall flat for me in general. The Enigma plot was probably the next best, and he gets a fun scene showing off his manipulation skills to Strange in Arkham Asylum, but like Penguin, it seems like Enigma's incarceration will be largely pointless, as he'll escape without having changed as an individual or grow as a character. It's a shame that the show killed off Gallivan when it did, but hopefully the total insanity of Azrael can make up for it in the last few episodes of the season. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you are listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.